Going right back to my childhood, we'd lived in a house in Shenfield that had woods round three sides of it. We children used to play in the woods all the time. In this jungle, as I thought of it, there was a huge yellow bog, and we all believed that if we fell in this bog, we would be sucked down and never seen again. And on one occasion, I went there to play on my own, and I did actually fall in the bog. And I shouted and shouted for somebody to come, and I was scrabbling at the grass on the bank to try to pull myself up, but not succeeding. Eventually, somebody did come. Somebody heard my shouts, and it was our gardener. And he pulled me out of the bog and put me on his shoulders and took me home. About 25 years ago, when I was going in and out of hospital a lot, we were in the middle of the prayers of confession in church one day, and I suddenly had the sense that I was being sucked down into a bog by my sense of sinfulness, if you like, but more worthlessness and not deserving to be forgiven. And it was really like being sucked down into a bog, and it became a visual experience. I wouldn't exactly say I had a vision, but I was in that situation, and I could see the trees and I could see the bog itself. And then a hand appeared between the trees and a voice spoke to me, some very gentle and comforting words. "Be still, my child, and do not fret. Be still and stop your frantic struggling. You only need to seek me in your heart. Incline the ear of your heart, open the eyes of your heart, and you will know me with you once again. Turn to me, gaze on me, and see how much I love you. Do you think I'd ever give you up? Turn to me, gaze on me. Try to turn away from all your failings. Don't you think I know you through and through? Turn to me, gaze on me. Leave me to decide how best to show you that you, your struggles, all your mind's pain are for me to gaze on. When you look at me, you see great beauty. When I gaze on you, I see the same. Be still, my child, and do not fret. I am with you always." And I knew that this hand belonged to the gardener, and I have thought of it ever since as the invitation to the garden. And it wasn't a one-off experience that converted me instantly, but it was a sort of conversion after conversion in something like the same way as the Wesley's conversion. Mm. You know, they were already ministers. I was already a preacher, but had fallen into this bog of illness. And these words were repeated at other times during that decade when life was so difficult and when I had the sense of the absence of God, often more than the presence of God. It was at those unexpected times that I would hear the words again and experience again the gentleness and the merciful nature of the gardener. I didn't at that time think of the gardener specifically as the risen Jesus, although I have come to think of it in that way later.